What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joe, just an incredible meal today. You could call it incrinculant. From Tim's Corner Market. Oh, the hoagies today. So good.
Better than so good. I don't know what that word would be, but it's better than so good.
Amazing.
I had salami, turkey, lettuce, bacon. On a very fresh roll with macaroni salad and potato chips limits.
I had some potato chips on the sandwich. Very good.
I get those from time to time, too. Yeah. What a place. All right. It's happening. Aaron Rodgers is, has he taken the field yet, Limits? Have you seen a photo of him in a Steeler jersey yet?
No, I have not, but I'm going to scour the internet to find it.
Well, that's coming any minute. In the meantime, Freiermuth and Rodgers, according to Richie Walsh from KDKA, are expected to head out to Oakmont at some point this week for the U.S. Open. Do you think they see Pomp out there?
They might see me out there. That will be fun.
You should interview them while you're there, Limits. Get an exclusive Rodgers interview. And the big news for now is that Aaron Rodgers has addressed the team. Brian Batko putting out a clip here. This is Zach Frazier on Aaron Rodgers.
I know you've seen a lot of football. I couldn't tell you how it's going to change how that's our career.
First 2 years in the league, you're snapping to Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. You ever take a step back and think about that, or
yeah,
you told yourself
cool.
That 3 years ago?
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. Definitely myself as a younger kid would be pretty excited about that. I mean, I am too, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Did he, I know you guys had a team meeting with him this morning. Did he address the team or talk to you guys at all?
He talked today. And like I said earlier, just said he's all in from now on.
Said he's all in? Is that what
he's
that said?
He's all in. From now on is what he said. He's
from
all
now
in.
On. There you go. Aaron Rodgers has addressed the Steelers. I think what's going to happen today, and maybe, you know, I don't want to spoil anybody's fun. Maybe these people are right. But I think we're about to get swept into Aaron Rodgers mania based on him making great throws at minicamp, which I'm sure he's capable of doing because he can still throw the ball, and the fact that he addressed the team and said he's all in. I bet you a bunch of people's minds are already changing
Limits.
Unfortunately, there's no pass rush yet. He's not working Arthur Smith's offense yet. And we haven't gotten close to when the real judgment happens, which is with real games.
No, and I think a lot of people's minds are changing now just because Rodgers is signed, where it was just speculatory in nature for 2 months.
So if you didn't think he was going to be good, he signed. Now you think he's going to be good for some people?
Some people think that way, yes.
Okay, he signed a piece of paper.
Like Pony put out a Twitter poll, and I think Bob did too, and he was talking about it, where are you happy that Aaron Rodgers is here? Do you think Aaron Rodgers will be good with the Steelers? People that put out the same poll about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, were getting, no, Aaron Rodgers, I don't want him here. Now it's more so 50-50, 55% in favor of, yeah, I'm excited that Aaron Rodgers is here.
Wait, what was that? Tell me again.
So Pony put out a poll. We were talking about this a little bit at 5 Alarm.
Yeah.
Where he put out a previous poll and received right around 70% no, I don't want Aaron Rodgers to come to the Steelers. I don't want Aaron Rodgers here.
Yeah.
He put out another poll after Rodgers signed, and it was more 50%, 55%.
That's exactly yes. The phenomenon I'm talking about. Yep. And when people, and this is natural for fans, I think, when they hear that he addressed the team and said he's all in, and then they get reports today of him firing the ball around OTAs, there's going to be an Aaron Rodgers mania. And I ain't buying it.
You're hearing the ball whistle as it goes past defenders.
Like I said earlier, you want to have a throwing contest, he'll step up with anybody in the league still. Nothing wrong with his arm.
He's all in.
But can Broderick Jones give him the type of protection on his blind side that he's going to need? Is he going to have time to throw back there? Is he going to have a running game? Are him and Artie Smith going to get along? Can he still play football? I know he can win a throwing contest. Can he still play at age 41?
I think this is
my question.
I think it's an obvious question, but I'll pose it to you. Does this team have more questions than answers? And if so, how many more questions than answers? Because I think that there are so many questions around this team where, sure, there are some known commodities. Cam Hayward's a known commodity. I think we know what Jaylen Warren is. We know what Pat Freiermuth is. But there are a lot of other things. How will Aaron Rodgers play? Broderick Jones at left tackle. Troy Faltanu coming off of a big knee injury at right tackle.
That, to me, is the offensive line is the biggest question mark on this team and the biggest key to success. 412-928-9370. Aaron Rodgers all in, about to take the field over at minicamp today. The Steelers, easily the biggest story in all of sports today. If you read or watch anything, they're all over the place. And TJ Watt's not there. That's the other big story at 412-928-9370. And it seems like fan sentiment is that he should be there. Tell us about the Crowley tweet heard around the world.
Yeah, so Crowley put out something that I thought was pretty fascinating earlier today. And basically, the premise of what Crowley was saying was, look, people treated Aaron Rodgers and not showing up at minicamp and everything in a pretty negative light. Crowley tweeting, people would have crushed Rodgers if he didn't sign by minicamp. Keep the same energy for Watt.
Wow.
How about Crowley from the top rope?
Crowley pulls a Benzie with that one. I don't agree with that the same energy. I think TJ Watt should be there. But TJ Watt isn't arriving on the scene
right
as a quarterback who's got to be, you know, the leader of an offense that hasn't been good enough for a long time and get used to the personnel and everything else. Having said that, I do agree that TJ Watt should be there. He should. TJ Watt should be there today as the best player on the team, as a leader on the team. Doesn't have to be participating in drills. But the last time he had a contract dispute that eventually got solved, he was there. He spoke on the first day of minicamp that year. Not this year, oh limitless wonder. Do you agree that he should be there?
I do. Even if it's just in a hold-in capacity and he does not practice, even if he's just in the facility, he's listening to Aaron Rodgers' team speech, he's going through the team activities outside of what goes on the actual field.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be there.
Yes. Here's who I want to hear from. Here's who I want to hear from out there at 928-9370. And Pony spoke of this yesterday, and I couldn't agree more. It's the Aaron Rodgers believers. Mike Tomlin made this decision to bring in Aaron Rodgers. And we know for a fact that the populace is very down on Tomlin. He hasn't proven at all that he knows what to do in trying to replace Ben. He's swinging and missing like, Tommy Pham these days. Why would you all of a sudden believe he made the right move here? Like why have faith in Mike Tomlin? He thinks this is a great idea. You do too? Especially if you're a convert. Like, you didn't believe that signing Rodgers would be good, but now that he's here, now that he's telling the team he's all in, gathers the players around. If you're a convert to Rodgers, why? Why do you have faith that Mike Tomlin got this right? when he has gotten so much wrong of late. Limits, let's go to the lines.
All right, Joe, let's go to Greg in Youngstown who wants to chime in. He always has some fire that he brings to the table.
What's up, Greg?
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. Okay, you said, people say the Steelers lineup isn't as good as the other teams. If Buffalo lost Josh Allen, how many wins would they have? Seven? How many wins would Baltimore make the playoffs if their quarterback was out? No. I mean, I could go down the line. We made the playoffs with no quarterback for 4 years. Now we got a quarterback, and people are like are saying, oh, we're not good enough. You got to be kidding me. I mean, we're just as good man-to-man than almost any team in the league. I think so. But they say we're not.
So you think? So wait. You think Rodgers is as good as the best quarterbacks?
No, I'm saying team wise. Like you guys keep saying that our lineup isn't good enough. Well, take those quarterbacks off all those teams, and they don't make the playoffs. We made the playoffs with no quarterback. Now we got a quarterback.
Well, that's that's my point of contention with you. You say now we got a quarterback. You're convinced.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, you're convinced that Rodgers is significantly better than Russell Wilson?
Yes, way better.
Way better. Why?
Way better. Because Russell Wilson stinks. None of those guys were good. None of those guys were good enough. Everybody knew it.
Russell Wilson's numbers in recent years are virtually the same as Rodgers.
Rodgers is a better quarterback. And like, okay, here's the thing. He comes off this Achilles tendon injury, and I told him yesterday, I listened to the NFL Network, the doctor that's always on the NFL Network. He said Rodgers will be major, big-time improvement over last year. It takes 2 years to get over that injury, and he still threw 26 touchdowns.
Normally, yeah, but he's 41 years old. That's the
he's
other thing.
He's only 41 years old, though. He's only
41?
Yeah.
Name
yeah.
for me all the 41-year-old quarterbacks who have been good in the NFL.
Tom Brady, didn't he win a Super Bowl?
Okay, yes, that's one.
Okay, and people have
that's
better
one.
Ways of training. Better ways of training now than they used to have. They do. I mean, I will tell you this. We will win a playoff game, and we may even win two playoff games. If we do, I hope everybody in this network quits. Because then, like, Phil Tony and his big mouth, he has never been right about one thing he's ever said, ever, on the network. You know he hasn't.
Limits, so has Pony been right about at least one thing?
At least one thing, Greg, yeah.
Can you name it, though? Can you name it off the top of your head?
No.
Well, wasn't Pickett to Pickens.
No, he wasn't Pickett to Pickens, no. It wasn't
IU. He's about Skeens, and everybody knows Skeens is great.
Yeah.
But we got to be – here's the thing, Joe. Just be positive. Give it a chance.
No, it's not my job to be positive. It's my job to give an opinion. I don't think Aaron Rodgers can play anymore. I watched him play last year against good teams. He mostly stunk. I watched him late in the year at Buffalo. Yeah, he was horrible against good teams.
Listen, I saw a lot of quarterbacks last year make a lot of mistakes. I saw a lot of quarterbacks.
Great.
I really did.
I'm glad. So did I. So did everybody else who watches football.
But do you think Fields would have won us 8 games this year or 9? No. I don't think so.
I think Fields is going to be better than Rodgers this year, and I think you'll find that out in the opener.
No way. There is no way. So you said that Fields wasn't good enough. You said this. You said Fields can't throw the ball. You said this like 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah. But you're asking me in the context. No, I'm not. In the context of, is he better than Aaron Rodgers? Yes. In the context. What?
He can't throw over the middle. He can't. So look at the films. Look at the films of the games. When guys go over the middle, he wouldn't throw the ball over the middle. He was afraid to. So, I mean, he just isn't good enough.
I agree. But he's better than Aaron Rodgers.
No,
that's the context you're talking in.
No, yes, he is.
And you'll see it this year. And you'll see it this year.
I will see it this year. When Fields is benched halfway through the year, we will see.
We will. We'll see that Aaron Rodgers was, what, 25th in QBR last year, passer rating. You want to go with that one?
He was
20th in passer rating.
He's a leader. He's on a really good team. I think we're going to win the game.
Then you're on the record as saying it.
I am. I'm on the record.
Yes. Get this guy.
And you're on the record saying Fields is going to have a better year than
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, what, okay, yes. More touchdowns?
I'm also on the record as saying Russell Wilson is still every bit as good as Rodgers, and the numbers in recent years prove that. Prove it indisputably. He was better. He was just as good last year.
I probably watched more games than you do. I watched Russell Wilson the 2 years on the Broncos, and he was horrible.
The second year was actually pretty good, and last year he had better numbers for the number of games he played than Rodgers did. Better passer rating.
Okay, if Wilson was this good, why didn't we keep him?
Now, see, here's the mistake that you keep making. You keep making the mistake of, you said Justin Fields is bad. You're saying if Russell Wilson is this good. No, it's only in the context of comparing them to Aaron Rodgers. You keep doing that.
I will take Aaron Rodgers any day of the week over those two guys.
I hear you. You keep doing that.
One more thing. Bob Papiani said yesterday that Daniel Jones is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
No way! You guys are crazy. This guy's not. Daniel Jones is horrible. He is horrible.
I didn't say I necessarily agreed
Greg,
with that.
Greg, don't worry. I'm on your side. Don't worry, Greg. I'm on your side. I think Rodgers is going to have
a successful year. When you watched Aaron Rodgers against the Steelers last year, were you saying to yourself, man, that guy would look great in a Steeler jersey? Were you saying that to yourself?
Hey, the guy was coming off an Achilles tendon injury.
Right.
His first year.
Right.
Okay,
so he'll be
year two.
Okay, year two at age 41 off an Achilles injury. He'll be spry and running around like he used to be? Listen to this.
I'm in my 50s and I bike 4 or 5 miles on weekends every day. So if I could do this and I work every day of the week, I could think that Aaron Rodgers could do more than I can do.
Okay. You win on that one. Limits, please.
Thanks, Greg. I want a call from Greg.
He definitely wins on that one because Greg is biking in his 50s. Aaron Rodgers will be good in his 40s.
Greg has electrified the lines, Joe. We are packed right now because Greg has made everyone fired up.
He kept saying things like, you said yourself Justin Fields can't throw the ball last year. Yeah, I did. And yet, given the choices, Justin Fields would have been my first choice for the Steelers this year.
So you think that Justin...
Not a good choice. They had a bunch of bad choices. And then he said, if Russell Wilson was that good, why didn't they re-sign him? I didn't say he was that good. I probably would have moved on from him, too.
They didn't want him. They had no plans to bring him back. That was pretty clear and obvious by their...
Yeah, well, what the hell do they know? What have they done since Ben left? Why reference them? Who cares what they think? They obviously have no idea what they're doing.
Do you think
Fields... But suddenly, in a lot of people's minds, Tomlin does. He got this one right. Can't get anything right in most people's minds in this town these days, but he suddenly got this one right?
Do you think Justin Fields is a better passer of the football right now than Aaron Rodgers?
No, of course not. There's a lot more to the game than that. There's the whole running side. I would rather have Justin Fields than Aaron Rodgers, especially with this offensive line.
Here is Emmanuel and Carnegie next.
Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning, man. That was great for talk radio. That was amazing.
What was the guy's name, Greg? Because Greg can bike in his 50s, I guess I'm now on the Aaron Rodgers bandwagon.
Sounds like y'all have to work out a steak dinner between that.
Maybe.
That being said, I do believe that Rodgers is better than Justin Fields just because of the passing opponent. But at the same time, I love the move. Why? Because I believe that this is going to tie Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers together. You know what I mean? And we're not starting Mason Rudolph, which means there'll be no expectations. Now with people like the prior caller calling in, there's expectations. We must make the playoffs and win in the playoffs. Or else Mike Tomlin and Rodgers have to go. And I love this move.
But you and I both know that Mike Tomlin won't go, even if Aaron Rodgers completely flops, right?
He must be held responsible because look at his resume. You have a 4-time MVP quarterback. It's not Mason Rudolph. So he has to be held responsible if he blows it up. And I think that's what Rodgers is going to do. He's not even if he is a top 10 quarterback, I don't think we're winning a playoff game. Put Brock Purdy in the game last year. We're going to still lose to the Baltimore Ravens.
So you're more along the pony line of this is a good thing because it's going to blow up, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's a different conversation. And that may very well be true. But if the idea is to win this year, I don't think it is a good thing, limits. I don't. I leave a 20% chance that I could be wrong, because Rodgers can still throw the football. If he can stand back there like Brady used to in New England, I think he could pick teams apart. I just don't think that's going to be the case. Would you like to go through some of Aaron Rodgers' games against playoff teams last year, oh, Limitless Wonder?
No, but let's do it anyway.
Minnesota, 29 of 54 with three interceptions. Was that a good game, Limits?
No.
Denver, they lose 10-9, and he goes 24 of 42 for 225, no touchdowns.
That's a high-scoring baseball game.
Is that a good game, oh, Limitless Wonder?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The first game against Buffalo, they score 20 and lose. The Steelers were a playoff team. We all know what happened there. The Jets scored 15 points. He went 24 of 39. And two of his best throws were to Beanie Bishop. He had a good game against Houston. You give him that on Halloween. He was 22 of 32, three touchdowns and no picks. And then did they even play? The last two playoff teams he played were the Rams, where they lose 19-9, and he goes 28 of 42. And then in Buffalo, where they lose 40-14, he goes 12 of 18 for 112 yards. No touchdowns and two picks. So I kind of rest my case there. Now, could that guy have been right, the cycler, that year two of the Achilles, this guy comes back and has some of his mobility back even at 41? He could be. I just don't trust it game in, game out over a 17-game season. He could be. I think other things may crop up. Why? Because he's 41.
I trust it more than Mason Rudolph, who went 19-31 with a touchdown and a pick in a 20-13 loss against Jacksonville.
No one has ever been damned with such faint praise. Next.
Let's go to Tomcat in Mount Lebanon.
Hello, Tomcat.
Hi, guys. I'm going to be hard to top the last couple of guys.
I agree.
I do see Aaron. First off, I think Russell Wilson has been unfairly scapegoated. That said, that throw in the home game against Baltimore and then the pick six going in to tie the game against Baltimore and him trying to play hero ball and getting blown up at the 3 yard line when they were going in to take the lead, those were unforgivable. And to me, I don't think Rodgers will make those mistakes.
Did you see the Steeler game last year? I ask you the same question. Did you see his other games against playoff teams? He made mistakes left and right.
I guess, Joe, I think there is a higher chance than the 20% chance that you're giving that if this team goes 10-7, and I think we all know they will because that's all they ever do, it is a pretty good roster that Aaron Rodgers could find it for 1 or even 2 weeks. More so than Russell Wilson could, and certainly more than Justin Fields. And can they go to Houston and win? Yes, I do believe that. Could they beat the Chiefs team that literally is Patrick Mahomes and nothing else? Yeah, I do think Rodgers could find it for 1 week and make it one playoff game.
All right. We disagree, and we disagree quite vehemently and quite severely. And everybody keeps bringing up this Houston example. I think the Houston Texans are pretty damn good. The Houston Texans won a playoff game again last year, just like the year before. They came on late in the season. They lost a rough game at Kansas City. They got blown out by Baltimore, but they won 3 of their last 5. Then they won a playoff game. They beat they hammered the Chargers 32-12, and then I thought played a very good game in Kansas City and got ripped off by the officials. And I think they're coming back loaded for bear. I think that was a little bit of a sophomore jinx for C.J. Stroud. I think he's going to be great this year. I think Will Anderson is going to be a monster this year. They're better than the Steelers. They have a quarterback. Is he still there?
No.
Where'd he go?
I thought that you were done talking to him.
Oh, I was just beginning to talk to him. Limits. Everybody's bringing up, could they go into Houston and win a playoff game? No. How's that for an answer? Next.
Here is Steve. He's in the car.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, how we doing there?
I've never been better. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm kind of fired up like my man Greg was for Aaron Rodgers.
I knew this was going to happen today. Oh, I knew it. Man, I knew it, Limits, because he talked to the team and he's going to throw a mini camp. Everybody's fired up.
Hey, everybody can join me over here. Come on now. Me, Greg and I are leading the team.
I'm just glad I'm on my way to the gym. I will say that. You guys got to understand, there's 22 guys that are going to get us to the playoffs. We're going to be better than 10-7 with Rodgers. Don't hang your hat on Rodgers being 41. 41 is just a freaking number, buddy. How old was Tom Brady?
I'm just trying to get over 41 is just a freaking number. I'm savoring that for the moment.
Man. I'm telling you what, you're throwing this guy under the bus when he had surgery. How old was he when he had that surgery? It was an Achilles. That doctor that Greg was talking about, give Rodgers the second year. You want to go when he was on the Jets throwing the ball to who? What kind of offensive line did Rodgers have?
It was his team. He brought in the coordinator. He brought in his own team.
You can't throw it all on Rodgers that the Jets sucked last year.
Oh, yes, I can. He's the one who hired their coordinator, brought in their players, and ran the offense.
You're entitled to be wrong, like you're wrong this year on Rodgers performing.
What about his last year in Green Bay? Was his last year in Green Bay good?
Let me ask you this.
What about his last year in Green Bay?
It wasn't the best. It wasn't the best. But Terry Bradshaw, all his years weren't the best either. Let me ask you something. How old was Jeff Hostetler when he won the Super Bowl? Was he like 35, 36?
Jeff Hostetler? What does he have to do with anything?
I'm just telling you, you're throwing age out there as a number. I'm just giving you some examples of people that were close to 41 and had success.
Hostetler, you know what I mean? Hostetler
was...
Hostetler was...
You're more prone to have more success in the older age due to the health care.
Okay, then name somebody who's been good at 41.
Oh, besides Brady, I just threw out... How about the guy that won it for the Raiders back in the 80s?
That's your next example. Jeff Hostetler was 29. Hostetler was 29. He was 29.
Pittsburgh Steelers lost two Super Bowls.
Yes.
One we know is to Aikman. Who was the other quarterback that beat us?
Aikman and who am I? And Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Yeah,
do you remember?
That definitely proves your point.
Rodgers still has it in him. You can't go. And this guy won four MVPs. Don't judge him by what he was last year recovering from an Achilles injury. And you know what I mean? What did the Jets surround him with? What did the Jets surround him with?
Whoever he wanted them to. Whoever he wanted them to.
Well, he didn't have a chance. Well, the Steelers should have went after him before, but they didn't. But we got to go with him this year.
All right.
Our offensive line. Here's why we're going to be successful. And you guys are missing the whole point. The offensive line is going to be way better.
All right.
Two last predictions. Rodgers will get comeback player of the year, and our running back from Iowa will be rookie of the year. Have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Have a good workout. Limits, can we...
Oh, my God.
Jeff Hostetler was 29 and came in for an injured Phil Sims.
Jeff Hostetler didn't play a season after age 36.
But you know what? I mean, listen, we've said many times on this show, if this offensive line takes a major step forward, and God knows they've invested in it, they have first-round picks as their bookend tackles. They got a really good center, I think. Sam Ollo is a good player.
Yeah. McCormick, we'll see.
And I think McCormick... you know, look serviceable. He looked like, you know, it could be a Ramon Foster type.
I take it.
So if that happens, then all bets might be off here. I'm willing to concede that this could be good, but I ain't putting it at more than 20%, and I think the chance that it will implode like...
I'm sorry. This might have to have been the most electric segment.
Forget that. Let's hear this. Let's hear him. He was unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. This was absolutely wild. Give me 30 seconds here, Joe. Oh,
all
my
right.
Gosh. I was just
Well, just finish. Take us out with that because we have Brian Batko. He just talked to Zach Frazier. Let's hear what Frazier had to say.
All right.
And let's talk to Batko about
Zach Frazier.
No, I don't want that now, Limits. I'm saying Batko's coming up next. We'll talk to Batko about what Frazier said, and then we'll ask him whether Aaron Rodgers is on the field yet and all these other things. What was this last guy's name? Steve from the workout?
In the car, going
all right,
to the workout.
Take us out with him.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we have it yet?
No, we don't have it yet.
All right, then let me go with this. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peters Township, visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Part of the point here is that Rodgers had begun to fade before he left Green Bay. His last year there wasn't very good. So then he had an opportunity to bring in his own coordinator, multiple pieces that he wanted there. He had some pretty... you know, electric talents around him, guys like Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. I think Devontae Adams is still a good player. And his offense completely imploded. Just completely fell apart. They had some okay games, but what it really looked like was a team and an offense that hadn't been together long enough. You know, there were times he looked good. Of course he did. I mentioned the Texans game on Halloween. But it's really, really hard to walk in June and be ready to go in September, to come back in training camp and be where you need to be as far as timing, terminology, just working with the same guys. I mean, it's a hell of a trick, which is why almost nobody outside of Tom Brady has done it.
31 is just a freaking number, buddy.
Oh, that's incredible.
Oh, my God.
31 is just a freaking number, buddy.
The way he says frickin' is reminds me of a movie character that I can't think of. So take us out to that again, Limits, and we'll talk to Brian Bacco next.
41 is just a frickin' number, buddy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
41 is just a freaking number, buddy. 41 is just a freaking number, buddy.
Maybe the greatest call of all time. That guy was unbelievable, Limits. What was his name?
That was Steve in the car. He was going to his workout. It sounded like he took a lot of pre-workout, fired him up.
I don't know how old that guy is, but his workouts must be ferocious.
Oh, he's
probably
be
got
jacked.
The flower on the hands, and he's throwing weights around like James Harrison. Brian Bacco is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What'd you make of that, Brian? That guy.
I mean, it sounded like you got them all riled up, Joe. So good job. You're doing good work. You are eliciting strong opinions from your radio pulpit.
Well, he came in fired up, so don't give me too much credit. Has Aaron Rodgers made an appearance on the field in a Steelers jersey yet?
Well, they had their walkthrough this morning, so yeah. And then he walked past me and some other reporters in the locker room. So it's really happening, Joe.
When will you talk to Aaron Rodgers?
He is scheduled to speak today after the first minicamp practice, which is slated to go till 3:15. So it'll be right around then.
Of course, right in the middle of the PM show and not our show. Okay, what about his address to the team? What did Zach Frazier say? What else have you heard about Rodgers addressing the boys?
Yeah, I don't know if it was like a real formal, like everyone's sitting in the team room and the 41-year-old gets up there and says, hey guys, I got something to say. I don't know if it was like that, but you know, maybe Mike Tomlin gave him the floor and said, hey, it's your first day here. You're the quarterback. And maybe that was just his message, but you know, that was his message. You can find a clip of him when he went to the Jets that once he's in, he's all in. And we know that that wasn't always the case, at least in terms of his attendance up there in the Big Apple.
What else have you seen this morning? What about the absence of TJ Watt?
Yeah, everybody's just kind of doing the whole nothing to see here routine with that. Really no different than the song they were singing in OTAs when he wasn't there. Maybe that's the case, but you know, it's always going to raise some eyebrows when 89 of 90 guys or however many are on the offseason roster at this exact moment are in attendance and one is not. So I think he knows that. I think that's kind of the whole point of what he's doing here. And I guess it's just a matter of you've been through this before. If you're TJ and in 2021, you kind of set the precedent a little bit with the hold in maneuver and you had to go to a different club in your bag now 3 years or 4 years later, second time around.
Yeah, and he was at minicamp that year. He wasn't participating, but at least he was there. He's their best player.
Right.
What percent chance do you think there is that this little stalemate ends in a trade of TJ Watt?
I don't think it's a very high percentage. I think this is kind of the cost of doing this a little bit right now with highly paid edge rushers and the Steelers. I mean, they've broken character a couple times in recent years, taking care of things early, like Minka Fitzpatrick or Alex Highsmith or even DK Metcalf. I mean, that all came together quite quickly upon that trade from Seattle. But I don't know. I still think there's a 94% chance that they get it done. I'm just, you know, throwing a number out there at you.
Brian Bacco, the Post Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's at the top of your mind to ask Aaron Rodgers?
I would probably want to ask about just the delay in deciding and getting here, because I do think it's interesting. You know, after this all became official last week, now you're starting to get some more of the national types who are plugged in with people all around the league, not just Pittsburgh, weighing in on how this all came to be. And I think there's this notion out there that Rodgers wasn't the Steelers' first choice. Let's be honest, the Steelers probably weren't Rodgers' first choice. You know, I think there are some other teams with better supporting casts. And I think our buddy intern Dom tweeted that the Steelers could end up going to prom with a different girl and having a better night anyway. But I think it's maybe more like two platonic high school friends who make a vow that if they're both still single in their 40s, they'll get together.
And Brian, I've actually done that with somebody.
Maybe that's the situation here.
I actually made that pact with somebody.
Wow, I think we're...
And how's it going? Is she single?
We're burying the lead here. Tell us what pact was made, Limits, and you still have, what, 15 more years?
Yeah, it was a 40-pack, and then it got moved up to a 35-pack.
And what was discussed? Give us the wording.
That if we're not married by 35, that we will marry each other.
Limits, if you're willing to... I mean, Brian, if you're willing to make a pact like that with somebody, obviously you have feelings for them, and I think should ask them out right now. Do you agree?
Well, I was gonna do a little bit more digging on this with Limits as I
Please.
Wanted to.
I think we'll have to dig off
Please.
The air, Brian.
Go ahead.
It's a complicated story.
Please.
Friend zone? I mean, so you've been friend zoned or she's been friend zoned.
No, nobody has been friend zoned at all. That's never been pursued on either side. It was just kind of said in a joking way, but kind of a serious way.
You think she's listening right now?
Questionable, maybe. Probably
always
not.
Truth in a joke, Limits.
always truth in a joke.
She may be listening right now, so there's no zone defense. It sounds more like a prevent. Yes?
Yeah, probably a prevent defense.
I think.
We're playing three back. We're playing cover three right now, Brian.
Anything else on that, Brian?
It's kind of like the it's a main plot point in the show How I Met Your Mother, if you've ever seen that. But
Barney,
I guess this could be How I Met Your Quarterback. Is
could be
Justin Fields got way too much money. Matthew Stafford went back to the LA Rams. The Vikings pushed all their chips in with JJ McCarthy, and now Aaron Rodgers is at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex in Pittsburgh wearing 8 in a Steelers practice jersey.
What a story. Oh my God, I forgot. Was that already known he was going to be 8 and they weren't, I'm sure they weren't going to give him 12, right?
No, he didn't even want to wear 12 when he went to the Jets. He said that's Broadway Joe's number and he wouldn't even, you know, even think to ask for that. And then I think Namath actually said that he would have been willing to do it for him, but Rodgers, you know, obviously took the high road on that. And I thought it would be pretty funny if he showed up. And I've also heard stories of him being pretty like gracious with the media, at least at the beginning, you know, new city. What if he would have brought us all some bark, some chocolate bark,
ayahuasca,
maybe some peppermint bark.
Yeah. Limits could have come over and chewed some.
Oh yes. Crunchy.
Or drank
it. I might have to see my dentist after that.
You drink it, right, Brian? Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca?
Yeah.
Yes. I believe it is served as a tea.
Yeah. Doesn't he call it the medicine? Like he called it on Enigma.
Did you see that, Brian? The Netflix special on Rodgers?
I did. I didn't have much interest in watching it when it first came, but once it became more and more obvious that Aaron Rodgers was going to be, I don't know, are players that you cover a colleague of yours, Joe? You spent many years as a beat writer. Do you consider them colleagues?
No, more subjects, but sort of, because you're around them every day and you're in the locker room every day. So in a way, I guess they are.
Calling them subjects almost seems very dehumanizing, but it is it's sort of an awkward
but
relationship.
But calling them colleagues inherently sort of elevates us to sort of their inner circle, which I don't think we're in.
Yeah, we're not coworkers.
I don't know how to phrase it, Brian.
Well, once I got more clearer view that Aaron Rodgers and I would be inhabiting the same spaces and I would be in his orbit, yeah, I went to watch it to want to learn a little bit more about what makes the guy tick. Now, I think a documentary like that, you know, everything's getting the stamp of approval from the subject himself, but I still found it pretty interesting.
So did I. I actually like the fact that he goes on journeys like that and does something different. It seemed like some of the characters who appeared in there were very interesting. Now I'm forgetting who they were.
I reached out to the one guy,
former hockey player,
Adrian. Adrian Colbert, who played for the Bears.
Yeah.
And was on that Costa Rica trip with him. And he emailed me back and just said, you know, Rodgers is a legend on and off the field. But then when I asked if we could chat further, I didn't hear anything, so maybe it was his, that was all he really had to say. Maybe if I were willing to go to the ceremony with him, then I could get an interview.
Well, Cam Hayward, when he was asked if he'd retreat into the darkness with Rodgers, said no. If you had a chance to get a story, like an insider story on Rodgers, would you go on the ayahuasca journey with
him? It's 4 nights of complete darkness.
And would you drink the stuff to really get the story? Would you do that?
I want to play football. I'm tired of talking about the quarterback situation.
My future brother-in-law asked me that exact question when we were celebrating his engagement over the weekend.
Congratulations
to my sister-in-law.
To them.
And yes. Yeah. Shout out to Jordan and Tori on what will be a fantastic marriage, I'm sure. But, you know, I would need to know more parameters here, Joe. If it were like a week-long trip, I don't know if I'm leaving my family for a week to do that. And, you know, those hard psychedelic drugs, I don't know if you consider them, but I don't know if I would trust my body's reaction. And I guess that's why they have, like, the shaman there with you, right? They showed that in the documentary that, like, you sort of have somebody shepherding you or guiding your brain through that.
Right.
The ayahuasca coach.
I would need that for sure.
Would you be worried
that I would like
freak out?
No, I think I'd be worried. I think I'd be too worried. I'd freak out and like try to jump off of a waterfall in Costa Rica or something.
I know, believe me.
Because they say you see visions and stuff, right? I mean, you're like, you could be living like an entire another life in the however long it takes that you're under the influence of the drug. So I've got too much to lose, put it that way. I wouldn't risk it all for that.
Imagine if you had visions of Ron Cook while you're on that limits. If you're on an ayahuasca trip and all of a sudden Ron came into your consciousness again. No, it would be more, it would be, imagine if Brian Batko drinks this stuff and he's in some Himalayan like desert somewhere or forest and he gets Ron Cook's laugh on repeat.
I did it and I actually became the mongoose.
Just off in the distance,
I
you
became
just hear
the
Ron
mongoose
laughing.
Itself.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. What if it was a bad trip? And that's what happened, Limits. Poor Brian Batko underneath a waterfall somewhere and he can't stop hearing the Ron Cook laugh on ayahuasca. You may throw yourself off the waterfall in that case, Brian.
I could be scurrying around like a real Batconian mongoose by the end of the night.
You could be.
Do they scurry? I'm not really sure.
I don't know.
They scamper.
Limits, would you drink that stuff if you could get the inside scoop on Rogers? Would you go on a journey with him?
Yeah, I think I would. I think I'd be very hesitant to drink it, but it seems like it hasn't hurt anybody. So I guess it's... I guess it's not edible, but drinkable.
Man, would I pay a lot to see that. Limits on ayahuasca. Would you, Brian?
What do you think I would be like on ayahuasca?
It seems less intimidating in the form of an herbal tea than if you had to, smoke it or snort it, inject it. So it's a little more approachable for our man Limits.
I think all of Limits' latent anger would come out. I think he would be like a bad drunk. He would have a really bad trip. Lots of anger that's been pent up, especially at me. Perhaps some resentment, some regrets. All the things we never see from Limits would come spilling out, I think.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I want to go on ayahuasca now.
It could be very ugly. I don't know, though. Could be good.
That sounds bad, Brian.
Anything else, Brian?
I mean, if it would allow, if Aaron Rodgers said, hey, City Limits, you do this with me, you'll be my guy. You will be getting all of the inside info. I will come on your show once. I'll make
what if
you
came
a star,
on once a week?
Oh my God. If that was the deal, Brian. We had an Aaron Rodgers show here. If we'll go on the ayahuasca trip, I think I'd do it.
I think I would too.
Really?
Yeah. Can you imagine me on that stuff?
Okay. No, that would be a sight to behold.
I would ruin everybody.
Take that up to a 10.
I would ruin everyone else's trip.
You would.
There's
yes.
no doubt about
After
it.
One
Not necessarily.
Day.
It might mellow you out.
It could.
Maybe you would be very calm and tranquil.
I feel like I'd be hearing voices like that caller we just had, Steve, in my head on ayahuasca. Like it would keep, I don't know, torturing me. Do we have that one, Limits?
41 is just a freaking number, buddy.
Was that a great call? Brian, that might have been our greatest call ever. Are you in your car in the parking lot right now?
It's very crowded here with the presence of many national media outlets and, every local outlet going full staff for
Who's
the
there
first
nationally?
Day of the rest of our Rogers lives.
Yeah. Who's there nationally? Anybody notable?
NFL Network, Mike Garofalo is here. Mark Maskey from...
Washington Post,
I think. Yeah. Jarrett Bell from USA Today.
Wow.
Heavy hitters.
How about that?
Limits, we have a full house there. Well, Brian, we'll let you get back to it. Very interested to see how the Rogers Q&A goes today with the media. That's going to be fascinating.
It's
going
to be tough
sir.
To get a word in just,
it will
just
be.
To take you behind the curtain. It's going to be very difficult to get a word in. Maybe I will retreat to the background and go talk to Logan Lee about adding some muscle and getting ready to compete for the sixth D lineman spot.
I think you'll get in there. You're going to get a question, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you guys.
Bye-bye. What a wonderful man, huh, Limits? He is.
Incredible man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.